This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. Today we talk to Donna Bridge. She's the founder of Kingdom Kids. You may have seen them out and about through the community. And if not, today you will get a chance to meet them. It's a puppet-based ministry, but they travel throughout the area. We're going to hear today from Donna about the organization and how they've grown and some new expansion, which may require your assistance. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Donna. Donna, you're the founder of Kingdom Kids, so let's get the history of it. Where did this come from? How did it begin, and why?
Well, it all began when I was children's ministry coordinator at St. Andrew's United Methodist Church in Milton. And during that time, I was also traveling as the children's evangelist for Wingfield Ministry up and down the East Coast. And everywhere I would go, people would say, you know, I think you should use puppetry in the children's ministry. Well, I was an educator, former educator, and I had no interest in doing puppetry. I love to teach, but did not want to use puppets. And so God used three different people. And finally, one person at St. Andrews, a sweet, sweet senior citizen, kept bringing me these tiny hand puppets that she would purchase at yard sales. And she'd say to me, Miss Donna, you know, you should use puppetry in the ministry. And I'm like, I don't know anything about it. But God finally got my attention. I had asked him to increase my faith and take me out of my comfort zone, which he did. And after that, people began to plant within me ideas on how to use the puppetry. So I set up a Christmas tree in the lobby, put pictures on it, and asked the congregation to adopt puppets. And that was 20 years ago with 10 puppets. Today we have over 200 puppets, and we are now a nonprofit organization. And so that's how it all began. God had a plan, and I just had to obey.
And you have a physical location now. How long has that been around? And, you know, was it before just kind of done out of your other church or here and there?
Yes, we moved from one little location of a room at St. Andrews to now we are in Watsontown at 11 East 3rd Street, the former Watsontown United Methodist Church. We started renting it 5 years ago, and last January we became the owners. And to tell you how God moves, when we first were interested in that building, it was $212,000. God gave it to us for a dollar.
Wow.
Isn't that how God moves? That's exciting.
And now that's your...
That's our home.
That's where you're out of. That's fantastic. Yes. Give me an idea of where, you know, where you go. Since it's not associated with a specific church, where, you know,
right.
What does Kingdom Kids do? Where do they go out and minister?
Well, last year, Matt, we did over 180 programs that year, and we traveled over 20,000 miles. Our home base is in Watsontown. We do go to churches, we go to schools, we do public events. So we travel all over the central Pennsylvania, greater Susquehanna area. But we are now beginning to branch out. In October, we were in Virginia. We will be going to New York, not too far away. Next weekend, we are going to Wellsboro. So we're spreading out north, south, east, and west. And we did 5 parades this year. And at each parade, it just seemed like interest came after we were in the parade and people began to call. We just had a vision meeting at with our board, and we are trying to increase the people coming to the puppet home. We would like to have it at least 75% now doing programs at our puppet home, which is going to mean we're going to have to expand our volunteerism and have 2 teams, one going out and one team staying at the puppet home. So we've changed the sanctuary at the church into a creative arts center. It's painted all black now, so we can do fluorescent programs, black light programs there during the day, and we can bring children in, school groups in, to see how we do it. So it's really grown beyond whatever I imagined it to be.
And I think it's
beyond what I imagined it was, just from my knowledge of it. Do you find that's kind of the case out there, that a lot of people are, unless they're specifically dealing with you, may not really be aware that either that how big you are or that you even are existing?
That's exactly right. This past year, we have had more and more people calling, and Lisa Durr, who is our general manager, has been making phone calls to churches and organizations, and people are saying, let me check out your website, or can you send us a DVD and let us see what you're doing? And so the word, we are growing. Our marketing is getting bigger and expanded, and we're just doing more programs than we've ever done.
Give me an example of a program you would do at a church or a school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, at a church, now, of course, it is a religious faith-based program. So it's our programs are typically 45 minutes long. We use puppetry. We engage the audience. So they're singing with us and clapping, and the puppets are engaged. I am out front, and Lisa is behind a stage with Miss Kay, her puppet. And so we are talking back and forth and getting the people involved in what we're doing. They can use instruments, clap their hands. We bring children up after the program, and they get to put puppets on their hands and participate in a song. We typically have a theme. We ask the church where we're going, if it's a Mother's Day, a Father's Day. We've done a lot of fall harvest programs this year. And of course, Christmas coming up, we've got a busy December. Easter, if you didn't know it, there are seasons in puppetry. So we're headed right now into December, we'll be going into January. That's kind of a slow time. Then it'll pick up for Valentine's Day, then Lent, then Easter. And last year we did 9 Vacation Bible Schools every night. Sometimes we were in the morning doing a Vacation Bible School and at night. So we have a variety of religious programs that we do. When Lisa talks to a prospective church, she asks them what the purpose is for us coming, if it's for children or is it for an actual worship service. And people are just so totally blessed by what we've been doing. When we go into a school, we have several educational programs that we are doing. We do character counts. We do reading is fun. We do safety rock. We do a non-smoking. And we are right now in the midst of writing a program for anti-bullying called Courage to Stand Up Someday.
How many people make this happen? And how many would you like to see making it happen, especially with your, having new programs to deal with?
Right. Right now, when we go out, our team is made up of around 7 people. And that makes it a nice size. It's interesting, Matt, because wherever we go, sometimes we have 3 people, sometimes we have 7, sometimes we have 10. But it always fits the area where we're going to go with our staging and the puppets. We would like to double that, all right, as far as doing presentations, especially if we're going to do presentations at the puppet home and travel, we would need at least 20 people because we don't want to burn out our volunteers. We have counted every year we do a volunteer appreciation, and we have over 85 volunteers right now who are like baking cakes for our puppet dinner theaters. We have people who are doing scenery, people who are helping us do fundraising. So it takes a large amount of people to run a nonprofit.
And are the age range of the volunteers pretty broad, or do you have
yes.
a general?
You know? Yeah. To do puppetry, we do not start children in puppetry until they are 10 years old because of the development in the arms and the shoulders. So they start out doing props, and it's just a stick on a sign, and they're holding it up during the singing or during a skit. So 10 is the youngest, and we have people in their 70s. So it's a wide range. Okay. It's a wide range of volunteers.
I've already had people, when I've interviewed them with my little handheld mic, they say, "How do you hold your hand up so long
yes.
like that?" And maybe I'm training for puppetry.
You
know.
Could be. Yeah, we just did a workshop for the Chamber of Commerce, Central PA Chamber of Commerce, and there were students who are future leaders, and we had them doing puppetry. And after we were done, one of the students said to Lisa, "You know, I have a new appreciation for puppetry," because his arm was killing him till he was done.
That's absolutely going to be something that you don't think of when you're getting right. in there. Yeah, now, like you said, this wasn't your thing or anything.
No.
But, you know, now that you've done it for so long, what... Why do you think it's so effective? Why do you think it's such a good idea to be doing this?
As we have done puppetry for 20 years, we've had parents come to us or people who are sitting in the congregation come to us and say, you know, you presented that in such a creative way. I never understood it before. Like people will come and there'll be a Bible verse or a Bible story. And we're able to use the puppets in a creative way to bring forth that message. And people will come and say, what a blessing that was. I never really thought of it that way. Or parents will come to us and say, you know, I've been saying that to my child for a couple years now. But when the puppet said it, they believe the puppet. It's amazing. And I've been telling Miss Lisa this for a long time. And recently, I haven't been able to do some puppetry with them. And so she's had to step out front with the puppet on her hand. And she said to me, you know, Miss Donna, you were right. People don't look at me. They look at the puppet. And they're just so thrilled to see this puppet talking and how it's acting actually human. And so they're not even looking at her. And it's amazing because they see the puppets, and that's one of the things we've had to learn to do to be professional puppeteers, is to make the puppets realistic and lifelike so that it's believable.
I know there's a couple puppets in my house from my daughter's younger years, and you get attached to them mm-hmm. almost as if they're real. So I'm guessing yeah. when you're doing this all the time, you mm-hmm. you have favorites, they have personalities.
Absolutely. My puppet is called Miss Curly, which is so funny because my hair is absolutely straight. But Miss Curly's hair is absolutely curly, and it's green. She's a black light puppet, but she has become my favorite puppet. And so when we travel, I take Miss Curly with me sometimes too, and she does some talking back and forth with the puppets behind the stage. And I do a newspaper article, and there's Miss Curly with me. And so people are starting to call me more and more Miss Curly instead of Miss Donna because they're associating me with that puppet. And what's interesting is I learned this like 3 years probably into the ministry, is that the puppet and the person doing the puppet have the same characteristic. It's funny because you're putting your hand into that puppet and you become that puppeteer. And you sound like it, even though you're changing your voice and your mannerisms are the same. And it's just become an interesting part of puppetry for me.
And I think of a puppet show I helped to do for a VBS in my church. 37 years ago, I think, something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it was fun to do. I mean, yes. It was just, you become part of it. And it's such mm-hmm. a, you know, nobody wants to look at me, but they love right. looking at the puppet.
That's exactly right. And we have over 200 puppets now. And some of them have flesh skin like we do. Some of them are the fluorescent. Some of them, especially when we go on mission trips, we take puppets that have like multicolored faces, and that seems to draw the attention of the children. We go to Jamaica every year, and that they have been their favorite puppets.
Are there places I might go and that I would see you guys as opposed to within a church or school, but you know, like public you know, malls and things mm-hmm. like that, like kind of fairs they do. Is that
absolutely
that sort of stuff too?
Absolutely. In fact, this past weekend we just did the Bloomsburg Fair Winterfest. Oh. We were outside. We were freezing, but I'll tell you what, children had a blast. They just had a blast. We do carnivals. We do festivals all over the area. We're getting more and more calls. We're in Lycoming County at the Bloomfest, where the hot air balloons are. We do three programs there every fall. And we do the Milton Harvest Festival as far as a parade, but Police Night Out has become very popular for us in our area, and we're getting calls, and we have to choose now where we're going because we're getting so many calls. But that's a good problem to have.
It's a
great problem. Yeah.
And the awareness is growing. And
it is.
Give me some idea. If people are, their interest is piqued and they say, mm-hmm. you know, this is something I might do, should mm-hmm. Should they give you a call? Or
yes, they can. They can call us. Our number is 570-838-3133 right there in Milton. Miss Lisa's in the office or I'm in the office, and we will take information from them. They can contact us on Facebook. They can contact us on our website and at www.hiskingdomkids.com. And that's with a Z. A lot of people try to get us and they'll say, we can't find you. And it's the Z that does it, .org. Okay, so those are different ways that they can get a hold of us.
But you definitely are in the market for some new help.
We are. We are. We are really excited about it. We just sent out 17 letters to area school districts inviting them to come for field trips to the puppet home where children can learn how to make puppets, put on a puppet show, and then watch us do a puppet show. And the excitement is starting to grow. We're also looking to write a grant. So because we know that sometimes financially school districts cannot bring, you know, a lot of students. And so we're looking to write a grant to be able to have children, schools come, and it will make it affordable for them.
So many changes in growth. It's very dynamic kind of a place. And
it
again,
is.
That website is a good place to go. It's a really cool website because you can kind of get a sense of what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. And even, I believe, see Miss Curley. Is that correct?
Yes, you will see Miss Curley. Yeah, she will see her with her. Yes, on my hand. She's right there.
And that's HisKingdomKids with a Z .org. Is the
Absolutely.
Website. And
yes.
The number one more time?
It's 570-838-3133, and we are right there in Watsontown at the former Watsontown United Methodist Church.
That's right in
it's yes, yes, it's right off the main street. It's on 11 East 3rd Street.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.